Hello, where you've joined in a conversation on COVID-19 and the situation in India. I'm Sneha Murdani. The government of India continues to say that their response towards COVID-19 is graded proactive and preemptive. A couple of important developments today as far as the situation in the country is concerned and the therapies that we're looking at is concerned. A detailed advisory has now been issued with the Indian Council of Medical Research saying that as far as plasma therapy is concerned, we are studying the effectiveness. It is not the treatment. It is not the cure for COVID-19. And there are risks associated with it. The guidelines should be followed in letter and spirit is what has been reiterated by the government of India. Specific directions have come in from the government as far as rapid antibody test kits are concerned. The health minister has in fact directed the expedition of development of antibody detection test kits and real-time PCR-based detection kits and vaccines for COVID-19. This should be done under Make in India is what has been said by the government. Questions continue to remain on whether India is going to be able to manufacture enough RT-PCR test kits and enough rapid antibody test kits to meet our increasing demands. It appears from domestic manufacturers that clearances are not coming as soon as they would want it to come, and also that there is a bit of a problem as far as our manufacturing capacity is concerned, that we may not be in a position to meet the increasing demands. There is an important guideline today, and this is in continuation to what has been said by the government of India in terms of home isolation for very mild pre-symptomatic patients. Patients who have a requisite facility at their residence for self-isolation will have the option for home isolation. In fact, the government of India says that right now they don't have patients who are pre-symptomatic and are COVID-19 carriers and are being treated at homes, but there is going to be a protocol. There is in fact a protocol in place for the same now. Many of the cases do not require hospitalization as many of the symptoms are mild in some cases is what has been said by the government of India. This is seen in other parts of the world as well. So home isolation and following the protocol strictly is something that is now being advised. Also some good news. As of today, there are 17 districts in the country where earlier cases had been reported, but now no new case has been reported for the last 28 days, which means that these districts have moved from the red, orange to the green zone now. The number of these districts has increased by one. Two new districts have been added, whereas one has been dropped from the previous list since yesterday. Districts that have been added to this list are Kalimpong in West Bengal and Wayanad in Kerala. The district which was removed from this list is Lakhisarai in Bihar. India's recovery rate is 23.3%. This again is good if you look at the number of deaths that are being reported in the country. Our death rate is roughly around 3%. However, our active cases continue to increase as is being reiterated by the government also. The government of India continues to prepare a plan as to what should be the way out of the lockdown. What should be the exit plan really? And this is something that continues to be deliberated upon. We'll continue keeping you posted on what really is expected. And on that note, it's a goodbye from me for today. Let's all be safe. Let's all be cautious. And let's all hope and pray that we continue to battle the menace of COVID-19 effectively. Thank you for joining in. Bye-bye.